Welcome to the Tiger Performance Institute audio lesson. The title of this lesson is The Discipline of Market Leaders, Three Business Models for Success. This is Steve Adams, CEO and founder of Tiger Performance Institute, and I'm excited to share with you this month's lesson. I'm going to share a way of thinking about your business that has a major impact or had a major impact on how I grew my last two businesses and how I help other entrepreneurs today when they think about how to pursue growth. The essential principle that I want to cover today is from the book Discipline of Market Leaders by two professors with last names Treacy and Wiersma. And the big idea behind the book and this lesson is that you must excel at world-class in one domain of value creation while merely maintaining the market minimum in the other two domains or business models. So the three business models are lowest cost, best product, best solution. Let's start with lowest cost. To compete in this domain, meaning lowest cost, you need to scale your business to drive out every ounce of cost that you can. Examples of this include Walmart, Amazon, Southwest Airlines, and other low-fare carriers such as Ryanair and Europe and Spirit Airlines in the U.S. There are more, but you get the idea. In an operationally excellent company, systems reign supreme because you need to repeat the same process over and over to get all of the efficiency that you can. It's critical that every process is documented, that it is optimized for efficiency, and it's followed 100% of the time by everyone. Investments in automation are critical to squeeze out labor cost and waste and to ensure repeatability of outcomes. To choose the path of operational excellence is to commit to a culture of frugality. Sam Walton was famous for making his high-level executives, buyers, anybody that traveled on the company's dime, they had to bunk up with other people to save money. All right, so going this path also demands growth to achieve scale. The early years when you're setting out to be an operationally excellent company, they're going to be difficult. You're going to need the capital to endure low margins while you achieve the scale. Amazon lost money for 15 years or more until their scale overwhelmed their costs and profits began to flow. Well, the best companies for operations excellence are those with big markets, meaning big market potential, the potential for huge revenues, and a steady, even asset conversion cycle, meaning the process of how money flows from purchasing to sales to collection. Operationally excellent companies can handle higher debt loads due to the scale and the predictability of cash flow. In operationally excellent companies, the brains of the organization are centralized in headquarters. Top-notch people create process that is followed by employees throughout the organization. There's no room for creativity. The mantra is follow the process, follow the program. Thus, top talent is concentrated at the headquarters level and in the leadership of the individual business units. Autonomy is minimal. And so the type of employee that is recruited and hired is going to be someone who will fit that mode of someone who will follow the program. Okay, so that's lowest cost. Best product. This domain is characterized by product innovation. A best product company reinvests large amounts of capital into research and development to maintain product leadership and to refresh their product line as each product lifecycle plays out in their overall portfolio of products and product lineup. So an example or examples of this would be Samsung and Apple, who are continually dueling to upgrade their smartphone technology. Software companies in general, as well as automotive companies and drug companies, all fit the description as best product companies. The critical aspect of this organization is always investing in the next version of the product or a complete innovation of the product. An example of this is Apple started with the Mac in the 80s, and then the iPod in the early 2000s, to the iPad, to iTunes, and more at Apple. Okay, so you can see from that company's history, they're continually updating their product line to meet the needs and create new needs for consumers. A product innovation company needs to have a big, massive balance sheet loaded with capital because they need to support a serious R&D function and the massive product launch costs. It often takes billions of dollars to invent, test, design, and manufacture and market innovative products. This is not a game for small businesses. When a small business does invent a proprietary product, typically this has happened over a long stretch of time. The entrepreneur has put themselves at risk personally for many years, probably a decade or more. And ultimately, to get the scale, they ultimately sell out to a large company that's also a product innovator. So if you go that route, the payday could be enormous, but you're signing up for 10 to 20 years of stress as you do that. So the proper structure for a best product company is cross-functional teams, whereas the best price company was brains at headquarters, set procedures, and then all of the minions run the program. That's not going to work in this type of organization because you're going to need top-notch star talent distributed throughout the organization. So cross-functional teams are teams that have finance professionals, marketing experts, top-notch engineers, manufacturing experts who work together as a team to launch a new product, take it from vision to reality. And this approach works much better than a siloed approach where, you know, R&D starts with an idea and then hands it over to engineering, who then hands it over to manufacturing, who then needs to get marketing and finance approval. That type of old structure has been proven not to work well. All of the automotive companies use these cross-functional team structures now to launch products. And these teams of experts cannot and should not be micromanaged by leadership. They should be guided by strategic leadership. The best talent in a best product company is more widely distributed than in a lowest cost business. As I said before, executive leadership is strong as well as deep pools of talent in all the functional areas such as finance, marketing, engineering, R&D, and manufacturing. Financially, a best product company should have low to moderate debt and be heavily capitalized and cash allocated efficiently, utilizing good finance investment tools such as net present value and internal rate of return in deciding which projects to fund. But the big idea here is you cannot be leveraged if you're a product innovation, best product company, because you need to have lots of cash to reinvest continually into the next generation of product development. Okay, now this takes us to our third model. And the third model is what I believe most business owners should strive for, and that is being best solution. And the research would also support this. The best solution simply means you have innovated around a problem your client experiences and you've removed the pain point. This is a space where every small business can compete because there are millions of niches like this where there are problems waiting to be solved. So examples of solution businesses, best solution businesses are Brendan Burchard, who solved for thousands of people the problem of learning about and implementing new habits. Dave Asprey from Bulletproof Coffee solved the problem of intermittent fasting by putting MCT oil and butter in coffee. My company, Tiger Medical Institute, is helping high-achieving executives, professionals, and entrepreneurs solve the problem of middle-aged health decline through an innovative medical approach paired with coaching for habit change. Those are just three examples. There are millions of these examples. The point is, research your market, determine your avatar's clients' biggest pain points by talking to them, and then attempt to solve them. That's where you can win and win big as a small business. In a solution company, you want to give major autonomy to those employees closest to your client on a daily basis. So, whereas the low-cost provider was focused at the headquarter level with the brains, in a best solution company, the brains are in the field at the client level. That doesn't mean the executive ranks are dumb. It just means that you've got to have great people like the best product company. You also have to have great people distributed throughout the organization. And those great people need to be interacting with the client directly, not only concentrated in headquarters. So solutions companies typically are decentralized with multiple locations or people located close to or inside client organizations. Process is also important so that you can deliver a consistent client experience. Your future hinges on being able to repeat a great experience for your client. You compete and differentiate on both the problem you solve and the experience your client has with your solution. Financially, you should not be high in debt. A solutions business ordinarily doesn't require lots of capital for machinery. It can at times require equipment, but often it's intellectual capital of individuals who deliver the solution rather than large machinery and equipment investments. The most difficult aspect of solutions company is the time and experimentation it takes to finally land on first who your avatar client is, then what their specific pain points are, and then finally crafting your new solution, your unique solution. Another challenge that you have to overcome that takes major lifting to learn is the messaging that best communicates your unique solution. If capital is needed, it's usually in funding the front-end cost of going through this process until you finally landed on the right mix of messaging, solution, and avatar. So to conclude, take time to evaluate where you are today. Are you attempting to operate with a bland mix of all three? Well, let me tell you this. If you are, it's deadly. Then you aren't good at anything. You're only average at everything. And average is death. The American economy is the most competitive in the world. Information flows efficiently to market participants, forcing all of us into extreme differentiation to operate profitably for the long run. And you can't do this if you're trying to be best cost, best product, and best solution all at the same time. You literally have to be courageous and pick one of these, put a flag in the ground and pin your entire future to it, and then only maintain market minimum levels in the other areas. So if you pick solution as your strategy, then you only need to be market minimum in terms of your effectiveness at introducing products and costs. So business marketing and consultant Dan Kennedy consistently encourages entrepreneurs to become great at one thing and one thing be unique and then charge a premium for it. When you do, you can reinvest part of the profit in a greater experience for your client, creating a positive feedback loop, which grows your business and profits extraordinarily. So it's time to change. It's time to reflect, ask yourself how you would compete against yourself, and then go about the process of differentiating your business at an extreme level. The three business model philosophy provides you a roadmap to make those changes. So go make the changes, take action, be a 1% entrepreneur, not the 99% crowd that listen to a lesson like this and then go have a cup of coffee and forget that they ever listened to it. Implement, take action, make changes today. Okay, thanks. Have a great month. And we'll see you next month.